Okay, good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 17th day of the Omer. And we're holding a Klal Aleph, and we're looking at Simen Ches. Kishanol Menola, when a person puts on his shoes, you know, Tchilo Shel Yamin, a person should put on the right foot first. V'yesh Beretzuas Likshur, if, however, your person has shoes which have to be tied, so a person has slip-on shoes, you put on the right foot first, and then the left foot. A person also has shoelaces which have to be tied. As I lo yikshareno, ancha yino shall smo yikshareno. However, when it comes to tying, so you put the right foot on first, but we tie the left foot first. So the person puts on the right shoe, and then the left shoe, and then he ties the left shoe, b'achokach yikshar shalimin, then he ties the right shoe. Similar to our tefillin, the chashivas ha-tefillin, he b'kshira al yad smo. So the Gemara actually learns this out. This is a Gemara. The Gemara talks about the cheshivas that you give to Yamin, and therefore we put the Yamin on first. And this would apply even to a person who is a lefty that puts on the right foot, right shoe first. However, when the Gemara says in regards to tying, that we see that the Torah gave the cheshivas of tying to the left. And that's why the left foot is tied before the right foot. So the person who is a lefty would actually put on the right shoe and then tie the right shoe because his cheshivas of tying goes to his right side. Zechol covered the regal small lahaktim ekshirut. Kishacharlitz, when a person removes his shoes, so yachzut tchila shel small, the person takes off the left shoe first, and then takes off the right shoe. A person is washing himself, a person is putting on some type of deodorant even. So you mean tchila, a person should do the right side first. A person washes himself, a person washes his head. And then the rest of the body. So these are interesting. All of these are based on Gemaras. So it sounds like interesting minhagim. It's not minhagim, it's actually ideas which the Gemara says, and they're brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not just the Galatza, but it's Halacha L'maisa, that a person should give a cheshivas to Yamin, etc. So, okay, let's look at the next simon. So it's Klal Aleph Simon Tes. Osher Leilach B'Kemes Kufa. Person should not, the Gemara says a person should not walk with a haughtiness, with a Kemes Kufa. A person should not walk with a bare head. And both of these help you to have yira from Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person is also to say any type of darshah b'kedusha, any words of Torah, a bracha, etc. Begili rosh. Even when his hand is on his head, b'lamahani. Is mahani. So the language, he said it's also to go begili rosh, and it's also to be moti piv the worship of kedusha. In the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be that it's two levels of iser. One is that it's appropriate to go with your head being covered. On the other hand, it is also to say a bracha or Darusha B'Kedusha B'Gili Rosh. So it's two different levels. We will talk about Bes Hashem tomorrow. We will talk about some of the details of Yarmulkes and some of the Halacha L'Maaseh on Yarmulkes. Have a good morning.